Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Yidula chimincha. Tati. Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharein Nora. Two fresh ions in Tet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Giva. Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikarcha Tami Dam Lein Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Kasim Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Nae Adata Hetkufet Tetnanayan Yahid Pasin Kadosh Ero Tuha Nae Adata Hetkufet Tetnanayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amid Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Kalumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Ve'emes Notzer Chesed La'alafim No say I won Bapesha Bechata Avinake. Now we're going to read from the seven verses, starting with 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarihu Ishkinte Bitkilu. Urhimud, Hilud, Hilud, Urhimud. Leachta, Leshem, Yude, Bevave. Be Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vehi Noam, Adonai, Eloheinu, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konene, Aleinu, Masei, Adenu, Konenehu. Raka Kohanim. Ayu limat, willo yachlu lehavshit, et kol haolot vayechaskum, achechem halevim, ad kilot hamlacha, yad yitkachu hakohanim, ki halevim yishre levav, vehitkadesh me hakohanim. That verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 4. Bishu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Zuro Lami. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni adili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavu iya. Asher yitchabe sham ushaltem elai el nachom. Wehalakti ichem. Wechayim yeshno. Varetz bechipasti. Oto bekol alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel unzati vushakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Bene avla la'anoto ha'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. We're now going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. Ad Shar Yaba Yihi Adonai Yohe Wahe Yit Kod At Agada Behahu Zimnaz Tikra Vahashem Yane Shota It kariat kadla yahe ujja b'machaloket adahu diktiv bogea yinarse v'kol har v'gova yispalu v'haya he'akov l'mish shor v'sak It kariat mika magavavnin it b'nei nasha b'mishtadlein b'oraita d'ival elishma b'inun ba'alei umanut legaba yayat nifas un kin Ba'avanin keturin uslaim ba'yak yafin uvatar defaskin lon mentaknin lon bekama berukiz v'alayhu itmar vavanim shelemot tivne v'avdim Bechon kama binyanin lemalka umatronita v'dai rabbanai hu The section we're going to read from the Tikkuni Zohar tonight is section 14a, and you can find that on the Revealed Wisdom page, the last row, the revealed wisdom matrix, the last row of the matrix, second column from the left. When you open that page up, scroll down to class 12, which will open up to section 14A. The radiance of the firmament is compared to how our perceptions depend upon each other in both their vision and their meaning. One supports the other, and one is the looking glass for the other. Again, keeping with the inner radiance of the Shekinah, that it is both supported by and sustaining to the body, it then becomes a matter of service, one to the other. The 5 points are explained ultimately leading to Hey and Hey, and the 10 commandments via the Yud. The voices that the people heard in Exodus 20 are the conversations of connection between the Shekhinah and the body, or between our aspirations and our understandings. It is our awareness of the inner core of being. A further relationship is drawn between the masters of action, scripture, the wise, and the masters of Mishnah, formation, in regards to the 25 letters of the Shema and its answering verse, Blessed is the glory of his kingdom. The Shekhinah is compared to the 24 books of Torah. What this is saying is that the unity of the Shema is discovered via the Torah and its study, comprising both the worlds of Yetzirah and the world of thought and the world of action. Aseah, the world of form. The Tzaddik is the river between the two, emerging from the higher Eden, which, by the way, is the wellspring of Mazal, via the connection of Vav, that is the result of the union or the unity of Yud and He. The Shekhinah is a body of light that resides within each of us and is activated by prayer, deep meditation. Torah study, any life-changing circumstance, and is essentially already resident within us. It is our awareness of the Shekhinah that initiates the holy conversation. This gives rise to the higher thoughts and their pathways of brilliance. The Shekhinah is a template of the life of the body. Now we can extend this illusion by comparing the sun to the planets, the stars to the universe in general, ad infinitum. There is then self-evident, a body of light that simultaneously takes the forms of our awareness. Whatever we may encompass, that is what we may experience. This exile is an exile of our awareness, which has become entirely engrossed in the material world, not paying attention to the inner sanctuary that, while remaining resident within, cannot be accessed without active attention. Herein it is stated the 24 letters of the unity of the Shekhinah, which is the answering blessing preceding the Shema. In exile, the connection between Shema and its answering blessing are oppressed or blocked from their righteous connection. The poor man is oppressed because of his lack of connection with his feminine partner, which is the Shekhinah. Solomon maintains this connection and is therefore blessed. To be blessed means to have the counterpart to the Shema, the 24 letters of the answering blessing, with you meaning you are connected to the Shekhinah within you. You are aware of its presence. Okay. Promoting this awareness at every point. She filled the pitcher and went up, meaning she immersed herself in the 5 books of Moses, making that connection that completes the unity. It is the Torah that is the source of the holiness in the pitcher, and it flows according to the Vav. which alludes to the six words of the Shema, which becomes Ot, or the sign of the connection. Also know in Hebrew that the word Ot also means letter. It means both a sign and a letter. There's much to contemplate in that statement. The seal of Torah may be likened to the currents of consciousness composed of higher thoughts. From these higher thoughts, a river of holiness signified by the Vav comes through from the higher mother. The 25, or the Shema, seed of unity, which then fills or reflects upon the 24, or the answering blessing to the Shema. All of this refers to the reestablishment of the awareness of the Shekhinah within. It is this awareness that she drinks from. You should also know that ultimately when the Mashiach comes, the Baruch Shem will no longer be 24 letters. It will again be 25. It will be completed. Is there a question? She quenches his thirst for connection that is via the unity that is ever present, symbolized by the 248 words of the Shema that mirror the waters that are the substance of Torah, and from which the wise may renew their inner connection to the Shekhinah. Every moment of the day is an opportunity to be connected to the unity within via the higher Shekhinah, which is the Shema, and the lower Shekhinah, the answering Baruch Shem Kivod. A similar relationship that is between the higher and lower mother is that which is between Halakha and Mishnah. As one explains, in effect, the Sea of Torah may be likened to the currents of consciousness composed of higher thoughts. From these higher thoughts, a river of holiness, signified by the Vav, comes through from the higher mother, the 25 of the Shema, the seed of unity, which then fills or reflects upon the 24, or the answering blessing to the Shema. All of this refers to the reestablishment of the awareness of the Shekhinah within. It is this awareness that she drinks from. She quenches her thirst for connection that is via the unity that is ever present, symbolized by the 248 words of the Shema that mirror the waters that are the substance of Torah, and from which the wise may renew their inner connection to the Shekhinah. Every moment of the day is an opportunity to be connected to the unity within via the higher Shekhinah, which is the Shema, and the lower Shekhinah, the answering Baruch Shem Kavod. I need to mute your phones because of the background noise. Every moment of the day is an opportunity to be connected to the unity within via the higher Shekhinah, which is the Shema, and the lower Shekhinah, the answering Baruch Shem Kavod. A similar relationship that is between the higher and lower mother is that which is between Halakha and Mishnah. As one explains, in effect, the other, just as Mordechai advised the king. And she with many maidens in the final decisions of law, as it is said. And maidens without number, another part of the verse, or a different verse. And she rises above all, as it is written, and you are above all of them. And she is with them all, as it has been said, halakha follows the majority, and those who justify the public in her may be as the stars forever. That's the end of the section 14a. Are there any questions? Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will read section 14b. Tonight, in an hour or in a half hour, we will be reading a Zohar section from the Parasha of Nitzavim, which is, since there is no Zohar on Nitzavim, we'll be reading, continuing to finish the section of the Zohar in the prologue, section 14, and it'll be class 14a. Are there any questions? I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, as well as Lashana Tova, if I do not speak to you. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. will be a Slichot service. Then again on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. will be a Slichot service. That will be the last class until Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. when we will again do the Slichot service. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.